This is the 1971 Firebird Esprit, announcing the new Pinto three-door runabout. There's hardly a car made today that exudes elegance like the Jaguar XJ.
This is Drive Time with Vinny Ricchici.
On this edition of Drive Time, it's a look at Toyota's latest edition of its meat and potatoes family car, the Camry. It seems like Toyota has, in its all-new and improved 2012 Camry, at least taken a step away from boring and tried to jump into the exciting pool. Now, it's hard to tell the redesign from just looking at the Camry. Softer lines, a more aggressive grille, ground effects, and smaller pillars distinguish the new from the old. You might think it's the same as in previous years, but Toyota went through the Camry and tried to make each part of the car better, lighter, more functional. Where you really start to notice the improvements is when you get in the car. Toyota opted for a wide-open design for the interior. They came up with a well-laid-out dash that has improved materials and easy-to-use controls. The center console was deep and cup holders well-placed. The seats very comfortable and had good support, and the ultra suede materials were soft to the touch, and Bluetooth was in all of the Camrys, and Toyota is very high on its Intune system that allows you to connect up with Bing, Pandora, and a host of other apps. I also love the paddle shifters. Made me feel downright hot rodish. Now, under the hood, there are a range of engine options for the new edition, ranging from a base four-cylinder to its 268-horsepower V6 that had a lot of snap to it, the car I drove. Married up to a six-speed automatic, the Camry had plenty of passing power while shifting smoothly. A hybrid edition is also available that will get you 43 miles per gallon, the best in its class. The V6 had plenty of power in the mountain passes with a full load of post-Thanksgiving stuffed people in the car. The improvements in the Camry SE suspension was evident in the tighter handling of the large vehicle. It seemed more in contact with the road than previous editions, a better feel to the car than somewhat disconnected feel of the older Camrys. 18-inch tires and wheels that come with the SE package also help grip the road. Now, the Camry ranges from about $22,000 for a base model to the $30,150 sticker on the nicely equipped SE V6 I drove. Expect the hybrid to be higher. EPA estimates for the car I drove come in at 21 city and 30 highway MPG, and the Camry has not yet been safety rated, yet the 2011 Camry, a very similar car, received 4 stars. Now look, America must know something about family cars. It has consistently put the Camry at the top of the heap for years. It was a good, solid car and a great value. Now other manufacturers have caught up with the Camry, and combined with recent quality issues and improved solid efforts by the Koreans on one side and U.S. manufacturers on the other, Toyota was really pressed into coming up with a better car than the best one on the market already. They improved on the Camry by keeping it what it was. A solid car that gives you a comfortable ride and a lot of bang for the buck, but giving it some personality. Not a lot, but enough to distinguish it in a class that is not supposed to be too distinguished, just functional. Looks like Toyota may have hung on to the formula for the great American family car. That's another edition of Drive Time. I'm Vinny Ricchici, News Radio 1020 KDKA.